Today on The Vinyl Experience, we'll needle drop one of the all-time great live rock albums and go digging a little deeper into songs that were made famous by Robert Palmer but introduced by others. And right now, we'll dig into the basic tracks of the most recent hit song, a single by Beck, stacking up the a cappella and then instrumental versions of Dreams, available only on the 12-inch vinyl single. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Come on out of your dreams and wake up from your reverie. Time is here, don't go to sleep. Streets are running on the brink. They say that we got nothing but a dollar for a laugh of sin. 'Cause there's trouble on the way, oh, there's trouble on the way. Oh, get a dog and pony for a judgment day. Here we are, oh, 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 oh. Running circles around and round and round and round. Oh, oh, when nothing's right, just close your eyes. Close your eyes and you're gone. Dreams, dreams, dreams. Oh, she's making me high, she's making me high.
Dreams,
dreams, oh, she's making me high. I wanna get me free.
All right, a little remixology for Steve Winwood's late 80s hit Roll With It by Tom Lord Alge, and the Beck self, I guess, remixed or demixed a cappella and instrumental versions of his recent hit single Dreams on the Vinyl Experience. Let's go straight away to a needle drop. This is a section of a record as it was released on the original vinyl. And it's interesting that in the case of this album, the CD remastering supposedly found another mix of the record, you know, found some other tracks that weren't quite what came out on the original vinyl issue of Cheap Trick Live at Budokan, heralded as one of the all-time great live rock albums. Let's hear an amazing section of the record, the very beginning. Needle drop on side one. Here's how it rolls. Three amazing songs, amazing live performances in a row. They don't make them like they used to, but we spin them on the Vinyl Experience from the original wax. We'll be right back.
I want you to want me.
Now
Cheap Trick Live at Budokan, a vinyl classic, one of the all-time great live albums, and a band that certainly always had fun with the LP format, doing interesting things like, for example, on their 1977 debut, labeling the record Side 1 and on the back side, Side A. So they were making a statement, I suppose, about the quality of their work and also playing with people's expectations. Certainly, sons of the vinyl era, Cheap Trick. This is a guy who is all of that and more, a son of the vinyl era, someone who has such a rock and roll heart and such a feel for the way great music was recorded as well as what it's made of musically. We're talking about Ryan Adams. His current album release, Prisoner, is a powerful confessional record in terms of its content, in terms of its sonics. It evokes the 70s, not in a pastiche kind of a way, but he simply goes to the methods, the techniques that made the records that he admires, and then he takes it to his purposes and into our time to make something absolutely new. Let's hear Do You Still Love Me from Ryan Adams' The Prisoner, and follow it with a 70s classic that no doubt was a Ryan Adams inspiration here on The Vinyl Experience.
I've been thinking about you, baby, but on my mind. Why can't I feel your love? My heart must be blind. What can I?
just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Trying to take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow behind. Ooh,
despite the camp association with its use in the film Wayne's World, I think Dreamweaver still is a very affecting piece of music. There certainly is nothing like it today, except for those who would make records in that mode as a kind of an homage to this unique period of songwriting, of production. The 70s still cast a long shadow, and we go there often on the Vinyl Experience. Kind of go back and forth between new and old things, which is fun. I don't want to get too stuck in that groove, but since we opened the 70s Pandora's box with Gary Wright and before that Ryan Adams from his new record Prisoner, let's go back to the tail end of that 70s time. Now here are some things, and also early 80s in this mix, that are connected with Robert Palmer, who was a star of the time. He didn't originate a lot of the songs that he made famous. So let's go to a couple of those places, beginning with Moon Martin and the original Dr. Doctor, Bad Case of Loving You.
Hot summer night.
Robert Palmer, Looking for Clues, a funky original coming out of a couple of tunes that Robert covered in their original forms, Sherelle, 1984, and Didn't Mean to Turn You On, and Moon Martin, Bad Case of Loving You, Robert Palmer, in mind on The Vinyl Experience, spinning on my turntable, all of these original vinyl artifacts. Going to go back to one now, which is interesting because it is one of the original founding fathers of rock and roll reacting to an artist that wouldn't have existed without his influence. It is the uneasy relationship between Fats Domino and the Beatles. Fats Domino, in 1968, signed to Frank Sinatra's Reprise Records, put out a record called Fats Is Back, and on that record, he does a couple of Beatles songs that are, in their original form, very piano-driven. And in the case of one of them, Paul McCartney's vocal is absolutely derivative of Fats Domino. The song is almost an homage to Fats, a rewrite of the Fats Domino sound. But first, let's hear Fats do his own unusual interpretation of a song that's way out of his depth. Why he chose to do this, apart from the obvious piano connection, is a mystery to me, but it's a lot of fun. And interestingly, the record, the second of the two you're going to hear, and most of the tracks on this Fats Is Back album, horns arranged by Randy Newman. Fats Domino, holding his own in the era of the Beatles on The Vinyl Experience.
A glycerita, filling in a ticket in a little white book. In a cap, she looked my shoulder. In a bag across her shoulder, made her look a little like a military man. Lovely Rita, need a man? May I ask this quickly? When are you free to have a drink with me? Yeah.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. Bats Is Back proclaimed the 1968 Reprise Records LP that put Fats Domino in the company of some great musicians, including King Curtis, Eric Gale, Hal Blaine, Chuck Rainey, horns, as I mentioned, arranged by Randy Newman, background vocals by The Blossoms. This was a serious record by a guy who was looking to reestablish his place. Fats Is Back. There's more Vinyl Experience to discover in our archives at PRN.FM. Don't forget RTDS.ca, Vinyl Experience, replays on Sundays at 9 and 3 and in the archives. iHeartRadio, there's a whole Vinyl Experience station playing 24/7. Seek it out. Check me out on Twitter, and please like the Vinyl Experience Facebook page. I'm Paul Cavalcante.